Kiman to Rabbi Shimon. Who's the Zvela to Rabbi Shimon? Trash it, Yom HaShakosu Lehem, Sheyatsu B'Tshuv Yikablam. Amlu Hoyu Endim Chutz L'Gvulam, Bechlal Lo Yisachar Kol Neshama. But even though there's a tzibu to kill out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael, that's only from the seven nations. But Goyim that were living outside Eretz Yisrael, them you're allowed to keep alive. That's the saying, if they want to do tshuva, you can be a guy of them. So come on, who's the goal like Rabbi Shimon?
Yeah.
That Bov Arol, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita.
Yeah.
Now Bov Arol, come and see, Kama Nisim Nasu B'Yesi Yayim. How many Nisim happened to Klai Yisrael that day? Over Yisrael, that's the Yarden, Klai Yisrael went over the Yarden, Ulboru Lahagrizim, they came to Hagrizim the same day, Ulaharevel to Harevel, yes, the Mishishimil, there's more than 60 mil to travel that day. And nobody could stand up in front of them, in front of the Eden. The Cholaymid, the flame, whoever stood up against the Jews, Miyad Nitra, right away they were scared, they ran away. Trashi Miskalka Mereye, they had to go. Shinela Pasuk says that they Mosai Ashalach Ophonecho, I'll send my fear in front of you. They Hamaisi as Kolom. Trash Lashim Uma, I'll be Mavavavel, I'll mix them up. Trash be Yirvav Haguf, Homashi Batecha, mix up the Kishkas of them also. Ashatovi Behem. So the Yemrit says, people Allah Yemei Mosul Fahad, Ad Yavram Amcho Hashem. So, Udashin Zubi Yerushaina. This was Bi Yerushaina, means Bi Yemei Yeshua. When Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, all the Goyim were scared and afraid of Klai Yisrael. That's called Bi Yerushaina. Then the Pasuk says, Ad Yavram Zukanisa, Zubi Yeshnia. That's the second time Klai Yisrael went back into Eretz Yisrael. That's Bi Yemei Yezra. That's by the base of Mikdash Hasheni. So it's like a hekeshir of the Bias Rishoin, of the Bias Shnir to Bias Rishoina. So really, Emma Miyatu, we should say now that really, Ruyin Hoya Yisrael Lasos Lem Nais, the Bias Shnir, ki the Bias Rishoina. Really, Klai Yisrael was fit to have Nisim happen to them by the second time they went into Eretz Yisrael, just like it happened the first time when they went in with Yeshua. So how come by Yimei Ezra we don't find great Nisim then? Hele Shigora Machet. Zone of the Klai Yisrael did chatoyim then, so that's why they weren't zoicha to great nisim. Then it says, V'yachakach ha'iviyu es avonim, then you should bring the stones, uvonu es ha'mizbeach, you should make a mizbeach, v'sadu basid, and you put lime over the mizbeach, v'chos v'aleim es kol divri ha'torah, v'shivim loshen. You should write the Torah in 70 different languages. Shinam HaPosik says, there hatev, you should explain it well. And that means the 70 different languages. Tehelo oilos to shlom, they brought the korban oil and the korban shlomim. The ochlu, the yates, the shasu, and they drank the somchu, the birchu, the kilu. They gave the brochot, they gave the klolos, the kiplu, the savonim, and they took the stones with them, ulbo, the lono, the gilgul. And then they went to sleep that night in Gilgul. Shenema, the yavartim, oisim, imochem. You should take these stones with you, the inachtim, oisim, the molen. And you should put them away in the first place you're going to sleep that night. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe the pasuk means, Bechol Milon, the Milon, any place you sleep, you can put these stones down. Talmud Loimar, Shetolino, Boy Halayla. Only that first night where they slept the first night, that's where you have to put these 12 stones. And we know they slept in Gilgal, that's where the stones are. The Sivit says, V'yeshtei Mesri Avon Meila Shalaku. Tona, we learn like this. Sira, the hornet, lay over Imoyim, didn't go over with them. Kadimar v'loi not, for still the pasuk says, v'shilachti es atzira l'fanecha. I'll send the hornets out in front of you to protect you from the Goyim. So what do you mean the hornets didn't go over the Yarden? Some Rav Shimon ben Lakish, al sras Yarden amda. The hornets stood on the other side of the Yarden. V'zoko ben Mora, and they shoot it across, his bitterness. The simto enayim, and they blinded them. Milmalo on top, v'sistosu milmato, and this poison, whatever it was, hit them and made them sirus lamato by the beitzim and their masaros them. Shenema v'anoichi hishmarati es amorim epneichem, epneichem, I'll destroy the amorim in front of you. Hashe kegoyva arozim, kevoya v'chasenu kealoinim, v'yashmit piryav yimimal, hushroshav mitachtav. I'll destroy them from top and bottom. Hashem made them blind and made them serious. Rav Papa Omar, Shtei Tziroi Yisevet, there were two horns there. Chad de Moshe, one was the name Moshe, v'chad Yeshua. So I tell you, the Moshe, lo yover. The horns that were there in Moshe's time, they thought it didn't go over. But it could be, but it is, Yeshua over. But the horns that were there, v'shasi b'zmei Yeshua, they thought it went over. So those horns that went over with Yeshua, those are the ones that protected them. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the flamed vav and aleph, or the two dots. Mishnah says what? Shisha shvatim olu l'roish hag or the rosh hagrizim. That they had six of the shvatim went up to hagrizim, and six of them were on Har Evel, and the kahanim were in between on the bottom, and they said the brachas on the klolos. That's the way it was done. As the Mishnah says here, Shisha shvatim olu l'roish hagrizim, Shisha shvatim olu l'roish Har Evel, for kahanim alaviim ba'oron aimdim l'mata b'yemsa. So the Mishnah says, "My vachetiv." What does it mean here? Mashma here on this side, here on that side. What does it mean vachetiv here? Rashi says, "B'Yeshua hachitzir." By Yeshua, it says like this: "By Kruah Demasisa Mechol Yisrael chetiv el mul hagrizim vachetiv el mul harevol." Lomu lemichtav yachetiv the mashma oy chetiv hamiyuchid oy chetiv aniske b'makom acher. Like, what's special about the hair? Pshita, you had half 15, no, half six shvatim on Harevel, six shvatim on Harevel, so what does that have to say about Chatzi half? Mashma half that says someplace else, or a special half? What's the special half? So Mar answers Omar Avkana, Kiderach shechalukim kan, ka chalukim biyavna yefud. Yeah, there is a chaluka someplace else. On the Avodim of the Eifoid, when the Shvatim were written, they were written the same way they're written, they went up to Hagrizim also. Rashi says, "Derech shechalukim ashvatim, v'hagrizim v'har evo k'dechsiv, eilu yamdu l'varach esom, v'yeilu yamdu al achlolo," the same way Klaiso was divided up the Shvatim here, "kachalukim v'yavne Eifoid," the same way the Shvatim were divided in the Avonim by the Eifoid. Shama ben Shisha Mishmoisov. It says also six names on one side. Sa'anach Shisha, the Hagrizim, Ksuvim Alachas. That's what it means to say. The six Shvatim, the one up to Hagrizim, they were the same ones that were written on one side of the Ephod. The Shisha, the Harevel, Ksuvim Alashniya. And the other six, the one up to Harevel, they are written on the other side of the Ephod. Vainadosiv Yachatiyov. Means oisay chetziv achukim achukuka biyachas min avonim, the half that's on one half of the ephod, that same half a shvatim were here by hagrizim also. Meis for this avakasha, shtei avonim toivus hoyu the kohen gadol like sefer, the kohen gadol on top had like two chashuva stones, shtei avonim toivus, two very good stones on his shoulders. Achas mikan, viachas mikan. One on the right side, one on the left side. V'shemoi shnei mosa shvotim kosav alayhim. And he has the six name, the 12 shvotim were written. Shisha aleven zu. V'shisha aleven zu. On top, he had six on one side, on one shoulder, and six names on the other stone, on the other shoulder. Shinema, the pasuk says, Shisha mishmoisam aleven achas. Six names on one stone. Now, Shniya Kidol Doisam, the second stone, that was written the way they were born. But V'loi Rishoni Kidol Doisam, but on the first stone, the first six Shvatim, they're not written the way they were born. Rashi says, Kidol Doisam means, Kisedelei Doisam, Shisho Achrenim Kisidron, that's God's V'yoshi Yisachar Zvulun Yosef V'Vinyamin. Zel Sedelei Doisam, but v'shisha rishonim nichtavu bo Yehuda, Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, v'Naftali, kisedelei doson, chutz mi'Yehuda. On the first one, Yehuda is written first, he's out of place, it's not the way they were born. Why? The Gemara says, mifnei she Yehuda muktam, because Yehuda is first, that pshat is not written, kitol doson. Yeah, we'll soon see why. Now, v'chamishim oisiyois hoyu. There were 50 oisiyois. It was written on the stones, on the names of the Shvatim. Esrim v'chomesh aleven zu, 25 on one stone. V'yesrim v'chomesh aleven zu, and 25 on the other stone. Like Rashi says, the Kamen Porah Shisha Achronim Eschem V'Yavor Hudehevi. For the last six Svatim only have 24 letters. Yes. It's 25. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, he says,